Good afternoon. How's everyone? Hey, you guys might have the best spot in the house right here. This is pretty comfortable. I might have to start stopping by after practice every day. Well, you know what? He has made a little progress, but he's missed some time. And so we'll find out Sunday a little bit more about it, you know. But he's a willing learner. He studies. He tries to stay on top of it. But, you know, once the bullets start flying, then you'll find out how much he retains and how quickly he can retain it and, you know, all those kind of things. Well, there are about three plays that I saw that I really liked, you know, during the preseason. And if he can continue to do that, I'm going to like him a lot more. Well, I think both, because, you know, if your players are not aware, then they're going to do things that you don't want them to do. But then also I think that you have to structure some things to try to limit his abilities. And that's a tough job because he's got good ability. Well, you know what? I think he brings an attitude to the defense. He's a strong physical player, and I think he likes contact. And so that's all positive. And, you know, as we try to build a physical team, I think that he fits right into that category. And I think he helps us, you know, accomplish that. Well, everything kind of goes through your head, you know, because you're worried about everything. Worried about everything and worried about everybody, and you're worried about how they're going to play and how they're going to react, and, you know, and you want to win the game because it's your first one and all of those kind of things. And so I'm sure all of that is running through his mind. I'm pretty easygoing, basically. You know, I try to teach them what they need to do. I try to instruct them about the mistakes that they make so that they can play better the next play. I don't think any player goes out to screw up intentionally. You know, I think that they go out to try to play good and try to be the best they can be. But when they make mistakes, and mistakes are made, you know, you correct the mistake and then get the guy to do it right the next time, you know. And so on game day, I'm like that. Sometimes during the week in the meeting room, you know, I'm a little different in the meeting room. But we're all trying to work toward building a winning team and being the best we can be. You know, Lewis is coming along since he's gotten back on the field. And he's working and trying to get up to speed, basically. You know, all the other guys, they got all the work while he was in the tub and all those kind of things. And so he's behind a little bit, but he's working, trying to make progress. And he shows some flashes every once in a while in practice. So we'll see how long it takes him to get caught up, but he's working toward it. Well, I think DJ has really good football instincts. He's got good ability. I think he's picked up on the scheme, and I think that he can operate in the scheme. And so, you know, we're encouraged by what we see.
Jonathan Joseph's a veteran, been around for a while, but he's missed a lot of time in camp. And the speed that they have on the outside, does that bring you any concerns with him coming back?
No, I'm not worried about their speed. yes, they do have a lot of speed outside, and you're always concerned about speed, you know, when you have to go up against it. And so J. Joe, he's a pro. I think he knows what his body and where his body is, and I think he feels pretty good about his body right now. But still, he hasn't been out there on the field, you know, in a game situation. So we're going to have to see how that goes. But I know that he's going to be competitive, and he's going to give it everything he has. Yeah, he seems like a level-headed guy. He's focused. He's trying to pick up the system. You know, like I say, in a couple of days, it's a hard thing to do. But he does have a football background, you know, and because he spent some time in the league. And so he's picked up on some things pretty quickly. And I think that, you know, going into the game, that he'll be able to hold his own. Well, there's always hesitation after a guy's only been here for 2 days, you know. But in some situations, you don't have a choice, you know, and you gotta go with what you have. And so he's shown that he has a football IQ, you know, and then because of his experience in the past, you know, I think that there may be some things that he can work his way through because of his experience, you know, and I know that he knows enough not to put the defense in a bad situation, you know, by something that he does or doesn't do. So I'm pretty comfortable that he will be where he's supposed to be, you know. Well, we got all of them in the mix. I mean, you know, because that's one of the things about this system as far as the defense goes. Everybody gets reps in practice, and everybody works and will have a chance to play if they are active. And now, who's active and who's not active is the head coach's decision. And, you know, you'll probably make that on Sunday morning because we have to turn it into the NFL at that time. But I think all the guys we have on the team, you know, have a chance to be good players. If anything, a young player, and I say young, but, you know, I'm not necessarily talking about the young one that you know, but a young player, sometimes they come along a little bit slower. And so there may be a young player that you might say, okay, boom, I don't need you this game, so you continue to get better, and then we'll get you the next time. And so there's a possibility that might happen with a guy. Say again. You know, I've seen a lot, John, through the years, and that's a tough one for me to answer right now. You know, that's a tough one for me to answer. He's pretty versatile, and I think that the thing that he does for you is you can play him in several positions. I mean, you know, he can play inside, he can play outside, and I mean, probably he could stand up if we needed him to stand up. You know, I think he has that kind of versatility. As a coach, you never feel relief unless you win the game. So if we win Sunday, I'll be relieved for a short while until I have to get ready for the next one. Well, like I say, he hasn't played, you know, and so we have to find out what he can do against good competition. And then if he can hold up against good competition, then we'll feel better about it. Only time will tell that. I mean, because it's just hard to say because you haven't been with them. You know, I've been here since January, and we've had guys in and guys out. So it's hard to sometimes it's hard to develop that chemistry that you need to have a group that's been together for a while. And, you know, like in New England, we had a group that they were together for a while, and then you knew what you had, you know, with a group like that. But with a new group, it's hard to say. And so it takes a little time for it all to develop. All right. Thanks.